here's something that people should know, is that aluminum provokes an allergic response, and that's why it's valuable. So if you put the aluminum in with the viral antigen, your body now mounts an allergic response to that viral antigen, whether it's polio or hepatitis B or the, you know, HPV or whatever. So, but what we now know, the science suggests, is that the aluminum also creates allergic responses to anything that's in the ambient environment. So if you have a peanut oil excipient in that vaccine, and you put aluminum in it, now you could have a lifetime allergy to peanuts. If there's a Timothy weed outbreak, the week that you get that aluminum vaccine, you now may have a lifetime allergy to Timothy weed. And that's why probably, you know, there's two studies by Mawson and Cowlings, which show that children who are vaccinated with aluminum vaccines have 30 times the rate of allergic rhinitis as kids who don't. And, you know, all of these food allergy epidemics date to the time that we started giving these kids this aluminum. And because my kids have these allergies, I'm one of the founders of the Food Allergy Initiative and the Food Allergy Network, which is the biggest food allergy research group. And what, you know, so that group has scientists from all over the world who are giving food allergies to rats and then figuring out how to treat them. How do they give the allergy to the rat? They take the aluminum from the adjuvant from the hepatitis B vaccine, add a latex molecule, and that rat now has a permanent latex allergy. You add a peanut molecule and it now has a permanent peanut allergy. You add a dairy molecule, it now has a permanent dairy allergy. Oh, you wonder why all of this whole generation of children is allergic to stuff. It's because we've been inducing allergies by pumping them full of aluminum.